This past spring, Harriet Tubman was in the news a lot. The U.S. Treasury announced that Andrew Jackson was out on the $20 bill. His image would be replaced with that of Harriet Tubman. Tubman is on the mind a lot of Karen Jones Meadows. The New Mexico-based actress and playwright brings her one-woman show Harriet's Return to Columbia's Missouri Theater stage next Tuesday, September the 27th. I recently visited with Jones by phone about Harriet's Return, what inspired Tubman to do the abolition work that she did as a conductor on the Underground Railroad, and Meadows talked about a pair of workshops she'll be offering next week alongside Harriet's Return. What was important for you to know about Harriet Tubman personally that helps you embody her in your performance, Harriet's Return?
The first thing that comes to mind is tenacity. She had an amazing amount of tenacity. She also was immersed in all aspects of life. She was able to execute all of her visions, and at a time when that was unusual, period, and that she had this strong spiritual link, the voices, guidance, dreams that she followed. And it's a huge component of the play. And it speaks to me because we all have it, but listening to it continually is the secret. And most of us wait until we're in some kind of precarious position to tune in, but she did it all the time. And when we follow that, it guides us to our power. So a lot of the play is about having personal power. And so we follow Harriet's arc from childhood. Actually starts in the contemporary, and that's different. A lot of people are not interested in history. And so that's one reason I started the play in a restaurant in the now. And then we go back and we follow her entire life into her afterlife. Two things really struck me. One is that nobody thinks of Harriet in romance, but there was romance. And so that's in the play. And I love that because a lot of times she's perceived and also heralded as being this stoic, one-note kind of person, strong, powerful, Underground Railroad, and that's it. And there was just so much more to her than that.
Well, let's give a little bit of a historic overview for those who may not be as familiar with her life and her works. Who was Harriet Tubman?
Harriet Tubman is the most celebrated conductor on the Underground Railroad. A lot of people think she started the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad started in the 1700s. But Harriet, she went back 19 times, and there's all kinds of varying stories about what did and didn't happen. The fact that she went back once is pretty amazing. But going back 19 times and bringing out 300 or so people is also amazing. She also fought in the Civil War. Not only did she fight, but she was a strategist. She was a spy. She led battle. Then after the war, she built a home for aged and indigent people. She went from being enslaved, and she grew to understand that race was a component of it, but it wasn't all of it. And so she grew to be a person who cared about humanity and took action in the service of humanity. So women's rights and children's rights and anybody's rights who needed rights. I go into her emotional life, and that's why the play speaks to other people and resonates with people now, because emotions haven't changed that much. We all have that basically the same set, unless something happens to them and they get truly disturbed. But most of us have the same set of emotions and just want to be at peace in our own personal freedom. Harriet's Return is a play about love and freedom. It's not about slavery. And that's important. I want people to know that. And it's high energy. Very high energy. And I'm getting geared up to be in high energy.
Okay, we're counting on it.
All right.
We don't want to be put asleep or depressed too much here.
Something my mother used to say was, the only way out is in. And that's what she did. She always went in to whatever it was and then came out on the other side, trusting that she would, trusting that she was taken care of by divine presence or however you want to call it.
Besides the performance Harriet's Return, Karen Jones Meadows will be offering a pair of workshops here in Columbia. One is Culture in the Quarter. Tell me a little bit about that workshop.
I love doing it in the first place. But that workshop speaks to the African-American, and actually throughout the African diaspora, resilience and creativity during the period of enslavement. Again, the emotions. Emotions make you move forward or lay in bed. If you're happy, you jump from bed and go do what you need to do. If you're sad, you're going to lay in bed and roll around a little while trying to get out of it. So a lot of people do not research, even within themselves, that their own cellular memory, far else what happened during the period of enslavement. And what is there is amazing power. I think that the majority of African-descended people in this country see slavery, that period, as only abuse and control and even a sense of shame, because that's how it's taught. And it's our job to go in and undo that, because that's not the truth of us. We have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. There was so much power, so much influence.
That's Karen Jones Meadows. She'll be in Columbia next week for Harriet's Return, a play based on the life of Harriet Tubman, as well as a pair of workshops, Culture in the Quarter and Towers of Power. Ms. Meadows, what does Towers of Power consist of? What can we expect?
Okay, so Towers of Power is all contemporary. And Towers of Power, we break into groups with Towers of Power, and we create a community tower. We create an action center, I'll put it that way. So let's say a group decides they're going to do one on education. So what's great that's going on in education and what needs to be improved in education? And they build a tower of power. So anybody who comes to visit this, and some of these can be forever. You know, they'll do them in class, but they could be duplicated wherever they are. And sometimes they're constructed as literally a place for the community to go and visit. And they could visit the education tower and then come out the other side with things to do. So it's interactive, it's experiential. So we will be building towers of power as groups based on what each group thinks needs to be addressed. So there might be one for emotions, and it might be just love, and just having more loving relationships. But what does that look like? Love is actually quite vague. So what kinds of love? Are we talking about romantic love, or family love, or community love, or love and investment in children? And they will build that. And then each of us will go and visit that center, and there'll be things to do, like maybe write a poem or read something that we then respond to. Make what I call telling our story panel, where we talk about something that changed for us. So it's interactive. And then after we do part one, we will do our individual ones. So what's my focus? And what, a lot of people, let's say they're Republicans or they're Democrats. Why? Well, my mother was one and my mother's mother was one, so I'm going to be one. That's not coming from you. And so what's coming from you? What's your vision? What's your intention? And what's your contribution to the world? And also, what do you want the world to contribute to you? So it's three tiers. It's basically, if everybody fell off the planet, who am I and who do I want to be? And how do I get there? And the only thing that's required is a picture of yourself now, not when you were cute and 8, but like right now when you're cute and you're 50.
That's the voice of Karen Jones Meadows. The actress and playwright will be in Columbia next week. She'll be performing on September 27th, a Tuesday show at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater, Harriet's Return. And then she has a pair of workshops, Culture in the Quarter, on the afternoon of Wednesday the 28th at the Missouri Theater, in Towers of Power on the afternoon of the 29th at Columbia's Missouri United Methodist Church. You can get more details about these workshops by calling the University Concert Series at 573-882-3781. My thanks to Karen Jones Meadows for being a guest on the program this evening. For the show's executive producer, Darren Helwidge, my name is Trevor Harris. I thank you for listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.